and welcome to Unquestionably Nerdy, the show where we talk about everything that makes us want to geek out, freak out, and lose our poor beloved children to dysentery. I am one of your hosts, Kata MacArthur, and whom am I joined by?
You are, of course, joined by your favorite friend, your favorite color commentator, and just the host with the most, Cole Browning. Glad to be back. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we recorded. Our recording setups probably sound slightly different because I have gotten a new mic since we last recorded and Cole's in a new place. I'm also in a new place.
I'm always in a new place.
Mentally.
I would say mentally, it could be many other things. I enjoy living life like Jack Sparrow. Just throw me on a random island.
Random parlays.
Exactly.
Well, Cole, today we're not discussing anything to do with pirates, unfortunately. We should have a pirate episode sometime. But that's not today. Today, instead, Cole, we're talking about history. American history. American history!
I would say we talk about Teddy Roosevelt. Because, I mean, that's the best part of American history right there.
We should have a Teddy Roosevelt episode. Adding it to the list. But today, instead, we're talking specifically the specific part of American history being the Oregon Trail. Cole, what do you know about the Oregon Trail?
We actually spend a lot of time on this in one of my classes in elementary school.
Neat.
Yeah, I would say we played, I'm pretty sure we played the original game with it. I think I died of snake oil poisoning.
Cool, cool.
Well, my first character did. I think my first character was supposed to be smart, a hard worker, and well off. My second character was a compulsive gambler, and I think he made it all the way to the end.
The game paid off.
It did. So I've learned two very important lessons from that. One, anything to do with snakes, be it snake oil, actual snakes, snake skin, snake leather, White Snake the band. Well, not White Snake. Love me some White Snake. But
every other snake, though.
Every other snake thing, I'm very skeptical of now.
I'd say history is generally taught to be aware and untrusting of snakes. I'd say that's fair. But, saving that for our future snake episode, we're collecting so many topics today. The Oregon Trail itself, Cole, was a 2,170-mile east-to-west large-wheeled wagon route, an immigrant trail in North America that connected the Missouri River to valleys in Oregon Territory. The eastern part of the Oregon Trail crossed what is now the states of Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming. The trail was born out of expeditions of Lewis and Clark, followed by efforts to lay out roads and allow easier passage through the American territories, or at least all that's what Wikipedia tells me.
Say, other than what Wikipedia tells you, I do know some very important facts about this trail.
Go on.
It starts in Independence, Missouri.
Yes.
Two, this is a fact that not many people know.
Okay.
The Oregon Trail ends in Oregon.
Checking my notes, I think you're right. I think you might just have it.
And then I'm not sure if this is completely right or not, but I want to say that the Donner Party, the United States' most famous cannibals.
Yes, yes.
Actually, either got lost on a trail of one of the Oregon trails, or it was the Santa Fe Trail. I'm not sure which specific one, but they did get lost on one of the Oregon-like trails to the Midwest, or the Northwest.
I did not know that. I have no possible way of fact-checking that at the moment, so I'll choose to believe you.
You should already believe everything I say.
I will know. I don't do that. Our entire friendship has given me reason to not do that, but on this occasion, sure, because it sounds neat, and it's on topic. What else is on topic is your mention earlier of the Oregon Trail video game, which was a series of strategy computer games. The first game was originally developed by, excuse me for all these names, Don Rawich, Bill Heineman, and Paul Dillenberger in 1971, and produced by the Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium, MECC, in 1974. I guess no educational organizations in Oregon cared about it enough. The original game was designed to teach 8th grade school children about the realities of a 19th century pioneer life on the Oregon Trail. The player assumes the role of a wagon leader guiding a party of settlers from Independence, Missouri, just like Cole said, to Oregon's Willamette Valley via a covered wagon in 1848. So far, Cole, you're killing it with the facts.
I told you, I spent a lot of time on this. My survival skills all come from about these 3 months in third grade, nice. As well as any skills I have with gambling.
And it all stopped there. You built no skills after that.
Yes, no skills in either of those fields since.
Well, thank God we're two white guys with a podcast then. We're in perfect territory.
So I assume since you're talking about the game, am I going to have to be your mentor for survival today?
I guess so, because I don't think prior to this point, I don't think I've ever played the Oregon Trail video game. Like, maybe in kindergarten of all times, and I got caught cheating and had to go to timeout or whatever. But otherwise, I don't think I've ever played the Oregon Trail video game. So you're going to be our noble wagon leader today.
All right. Well, I do have to warn you, remember a few basic rules to the travel. One, if somebody offers you weird catch-all kind of medicine, drink it.
Good.
If I ask you to cross a river
through
the water without any sort of like bridge, road, anything, go ahead and do it. And if you get sick, don't ask for medicine. All the medicine's just bad.
Now, this all seems very ominous, but you are the pro. And if I really want to desert you and go off on my own, I am the one on the browser with this game pulled up. So, we'll get to that when we get to that. And thanks to OregonTrail.ws for this game. I hope this is legal. Can't see how it wouldn't be. I'm sure this is fine. Everything on the internet's legal.
Everything on the internet.
But Cole, welcome to the Oregon Trail. You fucking start us off with our first choice. Do you want to travel the trail, learn about the trail, see the Oregon top 10, turn sound off, choose management options, or end?
You know what?
End? Are we ending?
I was just going to say, if I were a logical man...
Stop here.
I would just say end. I'm staying in Missouri.
Great. Cool episode. Nicely done.
Damn, any sense of sanity. We're going for gold. Even though I don't think there was much gold in Oregon, we're starting this trail.
Very well, noble leader. Click. What kinds of people made the trip to Oregon? You may be a banker from Boston, be a carpenter from Ohio, be a farmer from Illinois, or find out the differences between these choices.
You know what? I have my go-to, but Cadden, why don't you tell us what the differences between these choices are? I want you to make mistakes on your own accord.
One is from Boston, the other is from Ohio, the other is from Illinois. Did I get that? How am I doing so far, coach?
Pretty obvious differences. Is there anything more?
One is a banker, one is a carpenter, one is a farmer.
Well, I think you've gotten that right.
I would say probably the banker is probably richer, the farmer is good in the wild. And I'm assuming carpenter is good for, like, if we're metagaming this, I'm assuming carpenter is good for, like, fixing wagons and whatnot and fjording rivers.
Well, I would never help you metagame ever.
No.
Metagaming.
You hate metagaming.
No, I hate metagaming. Completely against that.
It's evil. Only done by assholes.
I will say, if I remember, this entire game is built off of different types of survival stats, which each of the characters has. Mm-hmm. So, you can metagame if you want, but my favorite's the carpenter.
Ooh. Carpenter. All right. Sure, we can be a carpenter. Jesus was a carpenter. Here we go. Let's be Jesus. What is the first name of the wagon leader? Cole. Cole's been nominated. What are the first names of the four other members in your party? I'm here too, Cadden. Number three is Colin. Number four is Kale. And number five, who's number five, Cole?
Caden.
Fuck you. I'm spelling it differently.
It was just supposed to be a mix of our names, but that's fine.
How do our names make Caden? How would you spell a mix of our names that comes out Caden?
You would take the C from my name.
Uh-huh. Or my name.
And then you would take the Aiden from your name.
Fuck you.
But then we just drop a D.
I'm gonna riot on this wagon train. Are the names correct? Yes. It is 1848. You're jumping off place for Oregon is Independence, Missouri. You must decide which month to leave Independence. We can do March, April, May, June, July, or ask for advice. Oh, noble leader.
I mean, asking for advice is always good. I honestly forgot how long the Oregon Trail was.
Great.
But I know we don't want to be the Donner Party.
Ah, are we enough of bitches to ask for directions? I'm relying on you entirely. I'm sure you, brave and noble leader, can get us to Oregon no problem, without advice at all.
You know what? Fuck it. We're just gonna go ahead and go for it. The earlier, the better.
March.
I feel like we should go in March.
Before leaving Independence, you should buy equipment and supplies. You have $800 in cash, but you don't have to spend it all now. You can buy whatever you need at Matt's General Store. Hello, I'm Matt, so you're going to Oregon. I can fix you up with what you need. A team of oxen to pull your wagon. Clothing for both summer and winter. Plenty of food for the trip. Ammunition for your rifle. Spare parts for your wagon. Okay, how much of fucking shit do we need? Oxen, food, clothing, ammunition, spare parts.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yes.
There has to be closer places for clothes.
Okay. So we go naked for the time being.
I think
they'll only slow us down.
Yeah, I was gonna say at least for the summer we barely need anything.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need oxen.
Oxen. We're buying oxen. There are two oxen in a yoke. I recommend at least three yokes. I charge $40 a yoke. How many yoke do you want?
Go ahead and get three.
Three! Six whole oxen just for us. $120. Food. Are we buying food now?
Let's ignore food for right now. Let's go to clothing.
Okay. Three, clothing. You'll need warm clothing in the mountains. I recommend taking at least two sets of clothes per person. Each set is $10. How many sets of clothes do you want? I say we go naked. Out in the elements, braving the new terrain.
I mean, if in that case, you can just go five.
All right. Five clothes. Five clothes to toss into the wind and ignore. Ammunition? Guns?
Ammunition next. We always need good guns.
Always need good guns. America! I sell ammunition in boxes for 20 bullets. Each box costs $2. How many boxes do you want? So many bullets.
I think all of the boxes
so
is the correct
many
answer
bullets.
Here.
Fucking five boxes.
I have no problem spending money on 10 boxes if we really wanted to. Maybe we should go to spare parts now.
Five more boxes. Spare parts. Five. It's a good idea to have a few spare parts for your wagon. Here are a few prices. Wagon wheels for $10 each. Wagon axle for $10 each. Wagon tongue for $10 each. How many wagon wheels?
I think we should go ahead and just say have a full set of wagon wheels. So go four.
I was thinking the same. You may only carry three wagon wheels. Fuck you.
Three it is.
I thought this was America. How many wagon axles? Probably three again?
Axles we need less of. Probably two.
Two. Wagon tongues.
I have no idea what a wagon tongue is.
Two it is. Total bill so far for our oxen, our zero food, our clothing, ammunition, and spare parts are $250. We're doing all right.
Then let's go to food.
Food! I recommend you take at least 200 pounds of food for each person in your family. I see that you have five people in all. You'll need flour, sugar, bacon, and coffee. My price is 20 cents a pound. How many pounds of food do you want? 300?
Go 250 pounds. That'll put us right at $300.
We are at $300.
I think it's time to get the fuck away from Matt.
Fuck you, Matthew. Sorry to any Matthews listening. Well, then, you're ready to start. Good luck. You have a long journey, long and difficult journey ahead of you. I like his pipe. Ooh, there's music. Oh, that's beautiful. Love that. It's press space bar. Independence, March 1st, 1848. Weather is cold. Health is good. Pace is steady. Rations are filling. And we got a few options. We may continue on the trail. We may check supplies. We may look at the map. We may change pace, change food rations, stop to rest, attempt to trade, talk to people, buy supplies. What do we want to do? I think we're good on supplies. I think we know where we're going.
I honestly think that we should... I think we may want to go a fast pace starting out in spring.
Okay, good. Good call.
Up to you, though.
I'd say that's smart. That's why you're the noble leader. Change pace. Which one is that? I can't read. Change pace, 4. Steady pace. A strenuous pace. A grueling pace.
I think we should go strenuous to start.
Strenuous. Really push them.
Well, we're going to want to slow down when it gets really hot, and we're also going to want to slow down when it gets really cold.
Yeah.
I think we're good to continue on the trail. It's game time.
I think we're good to continue on the trail. It's game time. Let's go. From Independence, it is 102 miles to the Kansas River crossing. Date, March 1st, 1848. Weather cold. Health good. Food, 250 pounds. Next landmark, 102 miles. Miles traveled is 0. We're starting out. Spacebar to continue. Press enter to size up the situation. Cool, we're still going. Look at our ox. What should we name our ox?
Timothy.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
We've got one named Timothy, we've got the other one named Chalamet. We'll name the others later, after we've crossed this river. You are now at the Kansas River crossing. Would you like to look around? Yes.
The answer is always look around.
Always.
If we've learned anything from Dungeons & Dragons, perception check.
God, my ears. What terrible music. Well, that was pretty. Nice tree to all of our listeners at home. We saw a nice tree. We are at the Kansas River crossing on March 6th, 1848. Health is fair. Pace is still strenuous. Rations are still filling. Should we, if we are in this for the long haul and we're in the midst of spring, should we change our food rations? Stay a little hungry right now so we have more later when it gets harder?
I think we could probably change our food rations.
I think we can probably change our food rations.
And I think that we could also change, I think we could take a break at this river. Rivers are good places to take breaks.
I see. Change that to meager. Meals are small but adequate. And stop to take a rest. Chill pill by the river. How many days would you like to rest? I'd say just the one.
I think we're good with just the one.
Health is fair. We're all fine. Everybody's fine. Cole, I don't know about you.
We could have talked to people if you want.
Oh, we could talk to people. Are there people around? Talk to people. A ferry operator tells you don't try to ford any river deeper than the wagon bed. About 2.5 feet. You'll swamp your wagon and lose your supplies. You can caulk the wagon bed and float it. Or be smart and hire me to take your wagon on my ferry. Neat. Capitalism at its finest, charging for whatever you need to just actually survive.
All right, I think it's time to continue on now.
Continue on we shall. Continue on the trail. You cross the river in order to continue. The river at this point is currently 653 feet across and 5.8 feet deep in the middle. Oh, that ferry operator was speaking truth. Do we attempt to ford the river, caulk the wagon and float it across, take a ferry across, wait to see if conditions improve or get more information? Noble leader, it's your time.
So 100%, I feel like the option this game is telling us to take is attempt to ford the river, just do it. But
I think that's the exact opposite of what's saying.
I don't want to die within the first 20 minutes. I feel like we should just take the ferry. I don't feel like we should adjust our wagon yet.
Okay. Ferry it is. I'm going to call this ferry operator Karen. Karen says that he will charge you $5 and that you will have to wait 6 days. Are you willing to do this? Well, that's a real Karen move.
I would be okay with this being in the winter, or not the winter, but
in the spring,
early spring, because we can still keep up our fast pace.
All right, we'll wait. Nice chill 6 days. Oh, what a wonderful ferry you have, Karen. The ferry got your party and the wagon safely across. Good job, Karen. Didn't even ask for a manager once. From the Kansas River crossing, it is 82 miles to the Big Blue River crossing. Date, March 13th. Weather, rainy. Health, fair. Food, 105 pounds. Next landmark, 82 miles. Miles traveled, 103. Here we go. All right, what should we name our next two oxen? I'm looking at you, noble leader.
Yes, we should always look around.
I was asking what we should name our oxen. Are you saying that we should name them Yes and Look Around?
I mean, now that we're talking about Yes and Look Around as the name of the oxen, I immediately thought of who's on first.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should name two of our oxen, Abbott and Costello.
Great. We got Timotei, Chalamet, Abbott, and Costello. Off to a great start. Part of the family. You are now at the Big Blue River crossing. Would you like to look around? In honor of Abbott and Costello? Yes, of course. Oh, God, the music, it's back. Big Blue River crossing, March 16th, 1848. Press spacebar to continue. Yes, please, get the music out of my fucking ears. Weather cold, health fair, pace strenuous, rations meager. I'd say we're doing fine so far.
Yeah, we're doing great. We also don't need the rest. Fuck that.
Nah, we're fine. Family's fine. No dysentery yet. You must cross the river in order to continue. The river at this point is currently 246 feet across and 4.6 feet deep in the middle. Attempt to ford the river, caulk the wagon, or wait to see if conditions improve.
I think we can afford to wait a day to see if conditions improve.
We're never going to get all the gold that's definitely in Oregon at this rate, Cole. Waiting a day.
Actually, hold on.
Oh.
It does say get more information. Are there people around?
Let's see. To ford a river means to pull your wagon across a shallow part of the river with the oxen still attached. It was just a definition.
This game really just wants us to... It really wants adults to fail, but children to succeed.
Yeah. No adult has the patience to read through that. We have too many TikToks to watch. All right. Are we waiting a day?
I think we should wait a day.
We're waiting a day. You camped near the river for a day. Still deep. Slightly less deep. I think it was 4.6. Now it's 4.2.
I don't think it's going to get any better.
I don't think it's going
to
get any better.
Especially since it's time to caulk the wagon.
Time to caulk it. Whip out your caulk. You had no trouble floating the wagon across. Aren't we expert survivalists? From the Big Blue River crossing, it is 118 miles to Fort Kearney. Something. Date, March 18th. Weather cool. Health fair. Food, 55 pounds. We are running low on food. Next landmark, 118 miles. Miles traveled, 186. Continue. Wrong trail. Lose one day. Fucking, I blame Chalamet.
Fuck you. I'm going to blame Timothy on this one.
Don't you talk shit about Timothy. Okay. Checking, continue the trail, check supplies, look at map, change pace, food rations, stop rest. Attempt to trade, hunt for food.
Hunt!
We are men! Hunting instructions. Oh, God. Enter key, start and stop walking, space bar to fire the rifle, point rifle. Oh, God. Point the rifle.
I'm expecting you to be an expert at this.
Oh, good God.
If you do not get Caden food, I will be pissed.
We can leave Caden behind, honestly. Next river we come across, I'm floating across on Caden. Escape key to stop hunting. Point the rifle. Okay, here we go. Enter. Oh, God. Everything's fine. Fuck! Come here, you! God, missed a squirrel. Oh, this is terrible. Whoever had fun with this game, fuck. Squirrel! Damn it, I am losing so many bullets.
You're losing a fuck ton of bullets. It's if fine. We die, I'm blaming it on you.
It's fine, it's still... Oh, God. You were unable to find, shoot any foods. Press space party, continue. I think that went great. We could still hunt for food.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
You know what? I need practice. Space bar to continue. Okay. Oh, come here, you fucking here. Oh, I got a squirrel. Oh, I got an ox. Or a buffalo. I got it. Oh, almost got it. You fucking bitch. Fuck, shit. Walk, damn it. I can't walk. Do I need to walk to the fucking thing to claim it? Hey, from the animals you shot, you got 952 pounds of meat. However, you were only able to carry 100 pounds back to the wagon. That seems wasteful. No wonder these things
went extinct. I'm still proud of you.
Oh, thanks, wagon leader. Weather, cold, health, fair, pace, strenuous, meager, etc. I say
we move.
We say we move. Press enter to size up the situation, or we just keep walking. Caden has a fever. Fuck. this is because I talk shit about Caden. Ah, fucking shit. Press enter to size up the situation. Fuck the situation. All right. Severe blizzard, lose one day. God damn it, this is not helping my fever. You are now at Fort Kearney. Would you like to look around?
We need to heal you, of course.
I need to be healed, yes. God damn it, the music. It's killing me more than the fever. Fuck. Health poor. That's me. Check on trail, check supplies, look at map, change pace, food rations, etc. You get it. Talk to people?
I think we should talk to people. We need to see if there's a doctor for your sick ass.
Doctor, give me the news. A Fort Kearney scout tells you the game is still plentiful along here, but getting harder to find. With so many overlanders, I don't expect it to last more than a few years. Folks shoot the game for sport. Oh, who would do that? Take a small piece and let the rest rot in the sun. Who would do that? All right. Thanks, scout.
I think we should see what supplies they have, if they have medicine.
I would agree with that. Why is it not letting me... 9, 8, oh god, it's broken. 9? Yay, there we go. Everything's fine. The episode is not ruined. You may buy oxen for 25 per ox. You may buy clothing for 12.50 per set. You may buy ammunition for 2.50 a box. You may buy wagon wheels, wagon axles, or wagon tongues for 12.50 per thing. You may buy food for 25 cents per pound, or you may leave the store.
I think it would be in our best interest to maybe buy two more sets of food, especially, or not two more sets of food, clothing, since you're a sick boy. The sick boy needs more clothes.
I do need more clothes. How many clothes are we buying?
I think two sets is good here.
Two sets are good here. You have $470.
Leave. We don't need shit.
Okay.
At this point, you just want to stop the rest for a few days? Maybe look at the map?
I'd say that's probably fair. Yeah, let's look at the map. What does the map look like? There is a map. We are not there at all.
We are so close to nothing. Hey, we're making it through pretty nice, though.
Yep.
Let's, I guess we're heading to Chimney Rock or Laramie next. It's not terrible.
You would be right, Chimney Rock. All right, yeah, I'd probably say stop to rest a little bit.
We need to cure your cancer.
Oh, not my cancer. 2 days?
Three.
How nice of you, noble leader. Health is still poor. Everything still sucks.
How many rations do we have?
We have 6 whole oxen, 2 of which are unnamed, 7 whole sets of clothing, 92 bullets, wagon, 3 wagon wheels, 2 axles, 2 tongues, and 35 pounds of food.
All right, we may just want to get, like, 70 pounds of food, and then we're going to rely on your hunting for quite a bit.
Oh, good.
So,
what are we doing? Buying supplies, food, 70 pounds, 25 cents per pound. I'm not struggling. I'm not pulling up a calculator.
Buy 80 pounds.
80 pounds,
we're going to spend $20, Caden.
Thank you. I knew that. 80 pounds.
Leave. All right. At this point, I think we should give people some better meals, at least until the point that you're not dead.
I guess. Maybe I'd rather die. Did you consider that?
I won't let it happen.
No, you're so kind. Change food rations. Filling. No way that could go wrong. Continue on trail.
I feel like we should continue on the trail now.
Continue on trail now. Fort Kearney is 250 miles to Chimney Rock. Here we go. All right. Last two oxen. Who the fuck are they? What about last and not least.
Could be, or it could be Joey and Jesse. I feel like Full House.
What if I've never seen Full House? What if we pass by a gravesite?
That can't be real. We should definitely look at somebody's grave.
Let's look at the fucking grave. Here lies a guy, I guess. Blank grave. Ominous.
I feel like we should use this blank grave to bury Cadden.
Oh, we can at least take the tombstone for later. Nobody's using it, apparently.
Exactly.
Broken wagon axle, would you like to try and repair it? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Here we go. You were able to repair the wagon axle. We are now down to one axle.
All right, Cadden, before we continue, you need to hunt.
I need to hunt. We're on 10 pounds of food. Oh, God, stop. Stop.
Size up the situation.
Hunt. All right, we're going in. Where the fuck are you? Got him. Got his ass. Where are the other asses? Fucking got his ass.
We have achieved.
I've got a deer. I've got a buffalo. I'm starting to believe. Believe. Oh, my God. I've got two buffalo and two fucking deer. Oh, God. I just wasted a bullet. 2,048 pounds of meat. However, you were only able to carry 100 pounds. That seems like bullshit. I wonder what they were saying about wasting food, Cole.
Yeah, I think it really could just be some bullshit.
Yeah, buffalo shit even.
Hey, our health is back up, though. You're no longer cancerous.
Hey! It was the buffaloes all along.
Hunt for more food.
Hunt for more food. I'm getting so good at murder. Oh, God.
Okay. Don't focus on the squirrels, though. Fuck the squirrels.
Nah, squirrels suck. Hello? I'm sure all the hunting sections are very entertaining to the listeners.
I would say right now, Cadden has been looking at rabbits and squirrels for the past minute or so.
Yeah, it's about to
No deers want to come to him. They know that he killed Bambi's mom.
Yeah. That was me. Fuck. It got away. All right, one more time. These controls suck.
So he also just looked at the buffalo, come straight up to him and say, hey, want to play, and did not fire a bullet straight into it.
That is not exactly what happened.
He's trying to hide his shame.
God, why is he not walking? Hey, fucking squirrel. All right, we got a squirrel. How many fucking food do we have? Check supplies.
All right, we need to keep going.
57 pounds of food. We're doing great. You are now at Chimney Rock. I guess that looks like a chimney. Would you like to look around?
Let's look around.
I guess so. Good God, fuck the music. It's very pretty 16-bit art, but fuck off. Weather, cold, health fair, pace strenuous, filling. Talk to people?
Yeah, let's talk to some people.
Always talk to people. Alonzo Delano tells you, about noon yesterday, we came inside of Chimney Rock, looming up in the distance like the lofty tower of some town. We did not tire gazing on it. It was about 20 miles from us, and we stayed in sight till we reached it today. Thanks, Alonzo.
Yeah, fuck you, Alonzo.
Completely unhelpful. I guess we continue on?
We should attempt a trade if anybody has some food.
Attempt a trade. Okay. You meet another immigrant who wants 119 bullets, which we do not have. You don't have this. Okay. Continue. All right. Successful trade.
You've got to get better at hunting.
I love Oregon. Continue on trail. From Chimney Rock, it is 86 miles to Fort Laramie.
You better not kill us.
What do you mean? Enter. Hunt. The listener's favorite section! Oh, fuck you.
Cadden? All right, Cadden just killed a deer.
I got another deer.
He's killed two deer. He's doing good. He's somehow made something of this terrible hunt. He has scared off two buffalo.
I've learned the secret. You just need to... You just need to never stop walking. It's probably not the secret. We got food. Hunt again. Oh, I'm so good. Okay, let's back the fuck out.
Stop firing, Cat. Back the fuck Stop out. Firing.
Escape. Fuck. I forget which button is this good end. Spacebar? Nope. Spacebar to shoot.
Stop wasting our bullets.
Hello, dear. You're fine. Continue on. I will name you Cole. 980 pounds. One more hunt?
Continue.
Okay. Here we go. I think we should cut down on rations. You are now...
We should cut down that rations now. You're healthy.
Fort Laramie, would you like to look around? Sure. Dear God, shut up. Okay, change rations is 5. Meager, talk to people?
Of course talk to people.
Of course talk to people. You want to take this one?
A women traveler...
Women.
...tells you... Woman. Women.
A whole women.
Be warned, stranger. Don't dig a water hole.
Oh.
Drink only river water.
Mm.
Salty as the Platte River is, it's better than the cholera. We buried my husband last week. Could use some help with this harness if you can spare the time.
Right. I guess we don't have the time.
I think that we could also buy some supplies.
Buy some supplies.
Maybe look at more food.
More food. 30 per pound. 80?
It looks like the wagon axles... Maybe a bit cheaper here. I'm not sure what the price was.
They are more expensive. I think it's probably going to get more expensive as we go along, because last time it was $12.50.
If you want to buy one, then we could buy a wagon axle here.
Probably. Yeah, all right. Wagon axle. How many axles? One.
Uno.
Un axel. Food.
Leave. We don't need shit.
Okay. Continue on.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Our health is fair.
Yeah, sure. From Fort Laramie, it is 190 miles to Independence Rock. Press spacebar to continue. Press enter to size up the situation. Nah, we're fine. We're fine for now. For now. For now. For now.
We're doing good. It's about 18 miles a day.
Inadequate grass. Very little water. Oh, God. It's getting worse by the moment. I think maybe we should hunt. Oh, Independence Rock. Would you like to...
We reached
around?
It.
Yes. Looks independent. We have reached Independence Rock on April 29th, 1848. And I'm getting away from that music. Weather is cold. Health is fair. Pace is strenuous. Rations are meager. I think we should talk to people.
We should always talk to people. Make friends.
So social. A young boy tells you... Go ahead, Cole. Your young boy voice.
A young boy tells you... I carved my name way up the side of Independence Rock, near the top. There are hundreds of names up there. The oldest ones were carved by mountain men and fur trappers. Famous names like Fremont, Bonneville, and DeSmet.
DeSmet? It's my favorite name. All right. I guess we go on. Or do we trade for food?
I trust your skills, Caden.
All right.
We hunt until we can no longer hunt.
We hunt. From Independence Rock, it is 102 miles to South Pass. Inadequate grass. Oh, God. Bad water. Oh,
Caden, hunt.
Yeah. Oh, severe blizzard. Lose one day. Size of the situation. We're hunting. We're fucking... Okay, it is escape key, but I can't hit that because that takes me out of the game. So we're just going to walk around. Ugh, here we go. There is nothing out here. Hello. There is one thing out here, and I killed it. It was a buffalo.
Don't fire anymore. It's fine. We don't need to kill anything more. We kill a single buffalo.
That's all we need. It's all we could possibly need. This is why these things are dead. Hunt. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Got it. Okay, I think we're good. I think two deer are probably over 100 pounds, right?
I want to say two deer is good enough to get us to the next town.
Hey. Here we go. Continue on this trail. Stilvan, what do we name the last two oxen? Last and very least?
I think so.
All right, something like that. You are now at the South Pass. Would you like to look around? Obviously.
Some shit's about to go down.
Dear God. Press spacebar. Talk to people, I guess. We're social butterflies. An Arapaho Native American tells you, when the white man first crossed our lands, their wagons were few. Now they crowd the trail in great numbers. The land is overgrazed with their many animals. Do any white men still live in the east? My people talk of moving. Yeah. Depressing. Sorry, natives.
Well, they're probably going to try moving further west.
Yeah.
That isn't going to help.
No. Unfortunate. Health is poor. Maybe we should rest.
We should rest a few days.
We should rest. We're going to rest 2 days. Health is fair.
We've survived.
We survived. We lived.
It's time to continue.
We'll continue. The trail divides. You may head for Green River Crossing. Head for Fort Bridger. Or see the map.
Let's see the map.
Let's see the map. The map. The map. The map. Okay. Fort Bridger. I guess we go not to Bridger, because that's down south. I guess we're going to Fort Hall.
Yeah, I feel like going to Soda Springs is the better one. So the Green River Crossing.
Green River Crossing. From South Pass, it is 57 miles to Green River Pass. Crossing, whatever. God, fucking shit. I swear I didn't drink any groundwater, but I do have cholera.
God damn it, Ken.
I'm all fine. Right, you know what? Let's just push on. I'm ready to die.
Yes, we're going to look around and we're going to stay here a few days so that you just don't fucking die.
No, it's fine. It's a very nice place to rest. Let's talk to people. Big Louie. Cole, you want to be a Big Louie?
I don't know how to be Big Louie. Just know Big Louie is a capitalist.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, he's not. He doesn't like the capitalists. Big Louie tells you, $5 to ferry us over the Green River. Those ferrymen will make $100 before breakfast. We'll keep downriver until we find a place to ford our wagon and animals. What little money we have left, we'll keep.
Fair enough, Lou.
All right, we're going to spend the any amount of days it takes to get ferried over this so that you don't die.
I'm ready to die, Cole. And also I have to leave in 5 minutes.
I won't allow it. No cholera for you.
What if I steal whatever his name is, whatever pronunciation we gave him, and we continue on the trail? If I die, we get more rations. You get more rations.
No, you will not die.
You just have to promise me to leave Caden behind at some point.
No, Timothy dies first.
Oh, not Timothy. Yeah, all right.
Continue on the trail. We're paying for the ferry.
You must cross the river. Yeah, got it. Too deep. Take the ferry. $5, 5 days. Yes. Easy breezy. Everything's fine. I definitely didn't die of cholera. And the wagon safely across. Great! From Green River Crossing, it is many miles. Here we go. Caden has died.
Well, we did it.
You know, I'd say we've made it far enough. You've got to stop to bury me anyway.
I think we do need to stop to bury you. At least we've proven through this entire experience. I think I'm the better survivalist.
I got a fever. I got cholera. I was not in good health.
You could not make it 2 months.
No. You know what? But that feels accurate to me. That feels about how long I would survive on the actual Oregon Trail. I've never even been to Oregon.
I have never been to Oregon, but I do just want to go see Nike.
Well, neat episode. I would say in the comments, let us know how long you survived on the Oregon Trail, and can you point out Oregon on a map?
If you can't point out Oregon on the map, I would be extremely disappointed. Unless you're an international listener, then I don't care. Good on you for finding us.
Cole, let's be honest. The international listeners can probably point states out on a map better than Americans.
I hate that you said that, but it is true.
I think it's true. Well, audience, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed all the hunting sections. I know they're your favorite. Cole, what was your favorite part? Is it when I died?
Probably the part where you died.
Nice. I enjoyed that, too. It was great. It was such a relief. Oh, my God. Can't even tell you.
I mean, the happy part, I think, is that you didn't die of a fever, and that you died of cholera. I think the only thing that could have been better is if you died of dysentery, the truest of Oregon Trail deaths.
I know. I feel left out. I hope Caden dies of dysentery.
I'll make sure at least one of the four remaining ones dies of dysentery for you.
Thank God. I can die happy. Well, that'll be our episode on the Oregon Trail, and that'll be our call to arms. Tell us in the comments how long you survived, and can you point out where Oregon is on a map, and who do you want to die of dysentery on our team?
If any of you say Caden, you're here for a fight.
Nah, you're my favorite. But I think that'll wrap us up for this episode. Thank you for joining us, and Cody, you want to wrap us out?
I'm Cole Browning.
I'm Kevin MacArthur.
And this has been Unquestionably Nerdy. Good night.
Good night.